you don't want to pay $18. I got mine for $9. It cost more than labor. So he said, your mama met me. I said, mama don't have time to do all that. She, the kids was all grown up and all that, but she still had too much to do. I said, lady down there that does nothing but sew, I said, find out what she's making for. So he said, well, he went down there and he found out she was making for $2.50 a piece. So we bought, I wanted another color. I didn't want just one. So I bought my material for mine, he bought one of his, and we carried it down there. We got our shirts made for $12.50 instead of paying $18 for them. They were just as good as the ones you bought.
What would you call them? A piece of square, say you mother wanted to match up, make her a dress and match up with a blouse. She might carry a little square material to it and match it up. What would you call that?
If you bought them a shirt and you wanted to match flat, she'd match the flat the way she when she cut it. She could match a flat and go around the girl's skirt, the flat would match exactly, and you couldn't tell where the seam was. Is that what you mean?
She wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, but she might take what downtown,
so she could use the same. She couldn't find something color, she wanted to take it down there.
She knew
how many yards behind. She'd send a gal to the shop and mother couldn't hear after I was 10 years old. Mother was deaf by the time I was 10. She could move her lips fast as she could talk. Of all of the children, she never could move her daddy's lips. He had a mustache, she couldn't move her lips. He was just mean enough where he didn't shave that mustache off. I fussed with him that one time. He liked it, so he kept it. He'd say, tell your mother this, Frank. I'd tell her. Tell your mother this, Glenn. Glenn would tell her. She'd say, tell your father this. She wanted to get me, and she wouldn't talk to her. She'd say, you tell your father this. He wouldn't tell his mustache.
She had to clean up and everything every morning, too.
She did what?
She had to do all the cleaning up and everything, too.
I scrubbed the kitchen once a week. That was my job. My brother and I, we'd go in the kitchen and dining room with just wooden floors. We had an old scrub brush, what we called a scrub brush, made out of palmetto. You take these roots of these palmetto and cut them off, and then nail a thing across the top of them, and it would make a good scrub brush. Nail a stick on the end of them and pull it across the top. We could scrub it half the time if it would agree. We scrubbed that kitchen, that was our job. On Saturday, Saturday afternoon, we scrubbed it. Hello, Peter, you want to get outside? Is that what's the matter with you, or you feel bad? That's not Cliff, he don't like dogs.
Yeah, I think so. You mentioned, I think the other day, that you've ridden around a horse and buggy and so forth. I'll ask you some questions about that. What'd you call them? Say you had a buggy, and you had one horse that's going to pull it. What would you call the things you had to back the horse between? Two poles there, you had the back
door. Oh, shafts. Shafts on the wagon, shafts on the buggy. Back the horse in between the shafts.
If you had, say, two horses, what would you call a pole that ran down the middle?
I never did fool around with a pole like that. Some of them did have double teams like that.
We just call a tongue.
Or what?
Just call a tongue.
Tongue, no.
The tongue.
Tongue, yeah, they call that tongue. I was a tongue on that, yeah.
And what about the thing that, say when a horse is hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood and the traces are fastened to?
Trace fastened. Single tree. Double single tree on two horses. Only single tree.
What would you use to drive the horse with? Use a
rein, maybe?
Yes.
Use the reins to guide it.